Hey, Simon Yod Hilchos Tefillin, Aleph Beis and Gimel. Thank you, Naftali, for that. So, by Chav Vav Se'ifim. So, we'll try and get through this. The beginning is a Hakdama. Mitzvah Aleph. Mitzvah Tefillin, he gam kein mitzvah yikar ma'od. So, the mitzvah of Tefillin is also a mitzvah that is very special, meaning it's in addition to the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Oh, I'm sorry. Before we start, just what I meant to say yesterday. So the Kitzur doesn't really discuss the whole cotton versus wool. We discussed the polyester, but we didn't discuss the cotton versus wool. So very quickly, Shulchan Aruch says if you want to be yotzei your tzitzis, according to all opinions, you wear wool. He says cotton is also okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein was very machmir that you should be wearing wool. He says that in the summer, if you're really, really hot, then you can take off the wool. But other than that, he's very makbid on wool. The Chazon Ish wore cotton based on the Gra, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky wore cotton. And for those that are married that make a bracha on wool talis anyways, so then it's much less of an issue because you're wearing your wool talis for a little bit every day, and the rest of the day you wear cotton. I personally am a cotton person, for better or for worse. So, but that's really what it is. The Ramosha is very mak, but that's what you see in New York and in America. You see a lot of people wearing that with the wool. That's because of Ramosha. But others are more mak. Okay, so I forgot to say that yesterday. Okay, Hilchos Tefillin Chav Vav Se'ifim. So Aleph, Mitzvah Tefillin he gam kein mitzvah yikar ma'od. It's also a very chashuv mitzvah. Shekol Torah hukshu l'tefillin, because the entire Torah is compared to Tefillin. Shenema l'matiyah Torah Hashem b'ficha. That the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. If somebody does not put on tefillin, is considered negligent. They intrinsically negligent about Yiddishkeit. Yeah, and the Mishnah brings that even if it's if you're one day you missed tefillin even one day. You're considered a pesheya begufon, and that's why if you missed tefillin in the morning, somebody's traveling, or you left your tefillin, et cetera, so you put on tefillin later in the afternoon, and you're not allowed to eat before you put on tefillin. You know, I mean, you can snack, but you can't eat sudas kavua, right? Same thing like by shofar and lulav, et cetera. Tefillin. And if somebody puts on pasul tefillin, not only are you not getting the mitzvah, you're going to make many brachos levatalos, which is a big avera. You have to make sure that you buy your tefillin from a sofer who's an expert, and he has Yerushamayim. None of the sofer are on now, right? But yeah, there's a lot of. It's a big tumult now. Well, it's really more mezuzahs, but I'm assuming tefillin too. It's a big problem with safras bechlal. Is a big problem nowadays, and it's not just in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch days. Now we have to make sure you get your stuff from legitimate people. And the same thing with the straps, you should get from an ish neman. Shehu batuach shenis avdu lishma me'ores taharis. You have to make sure that it's done lishma. With from kosher animals. Well, I say no, Rabbi, and because of our many sins, Rabbi Hamachshela b'mashikanim tefillin ritzus mimad dehu lefi shemaykrim bezol behem psul. Many people say, "Oh, I got a good deal on the tefillin," and they're puzzled. Chol Yerushimayim yitan alibay. Anybody who has Yerushimayim should put on his heart. Im al malbusha b'kelev hu mahadashiyu kisikunan on your utensils and on your clothing. You make sure that you take care of it properly. So for sure, on things that Hashem wants you to wear, you should take care of that. You shouldn't be cheap. And try and save silver, meaning save money. You should go buy tefillin that are badai kosher, even if they're expensive, and they are expensive. Right? Yeah, so even though theoretically you can borrow tefillin, there's no mitzvah to own tefillin, but that's a whole different shmooze. You can just borrow every day, but doesn't seem to be the accepted way. You should be careful with them to make sure that they're fixed and they're black. Both the boxes and the straps should make you have to make sure they're black. Now, there's this whole thing whether you should have the straps black through and through. In the old days, nobody had that. Nowadays, there's a big push for having the straps black on both sides. Then you have to worry less. Shita's Rambam is that they should be like that. Fine.
How do you have it
V'yeshlam
black on both sides? Is it one side rough?
You so what? You have it, you black through and through. You
They dye it?
dye it all the way through. Yeah. My son's tefillin, the sefer gave him the shel rosh. I don't know, one of them, the shel yad has the straps black through and through, and the shel rosh, I don't know what the pshat in that one is, but he's got a half and half. Okay. And you're supposed to shine it with fats, that they should always be black. Don't use a certain type of fish oil because that's from a dog tummy. You don't want to be putting that on your tefillin. And if your tefillin get ruined, afilu rak b'miktsas, even a little bit, or the stitching goes out, you'd make a shelus immediately if they're kosher. And you have to be very careful on the corners. And especially shalroish, it's very common. Because the shalroish, it's on your head, so sometimes you bump it, and sometimes it can rub against things, with a talus and hats or whatever else. So it can get holes in it, and then it can become possible. Tefillin. It's also very common that tefillin get old. Nifrat sometimes the upper leather, the upper skin of the shalroish splits. You have to be very careful with all this. Kedusha, and anybody who's zayir, maybe you don't, maybe Dalam doesn't want to listen to this one. Kedusha, you've not even kedusha, not to speak in them any mundane words and anything like that. Marach yamim, you have a long life, and you guaranteed to be an olam haba. Shenemar ben alav shenemar Hashem aleim shenaisen aleim shem Hashem betfilin yichyu. Those that have tefillin on them will live. Ulechol behen chay ruchi besachlimeni beachiyeni, and you're gonna have a life, and it's going to support you, and it's gonna live, and you're gonna live. Right, fine, okay. Tefillin, hu lashon plila v'haychacha. The word tefillin is lashon plila and haychacha, right? V'lachein. Meaning, it's a, like a proof. The lamed, okay, this is diktuk. It's you're supposed to actually pronounce it. Okay, tefillin is a proof that the Shechina dwells on us. The Dosh Rabbi Sena Zechon LeRacha Elu Tefillin Shabaroish. When it says that everybody's going to say that Yidden have the Shem Hashem on them, they're going to say that's referring to the Tefillin Shabaroish Yesh Bo Shin Me Hashem Shakai. Right, the Tefillin Shabaroish has a shin, which represents Shakai. The Lachain Ain Lachas the Tefillin Shabaroish Lagamri Imatalis. Therefore, you should not cover your when you're covering your head with the talis. Make sure you don't cover the Shabaroish. So then the question is, how do you exactly put your talus over your head? So you should cover the tefillin, but make sure you can at least see the shin from the side. Yeah, whatever. You just keep your best is just keep your talus a little bit further back than the tefillin. Okay, Beis. Zman anachosim b'boiker. So this was a big issue last week before we changed the clock, and then it's going to come an issue again in another couple of weeks. So what time do you put them on in the morning? When you see your friend who you used to being next to, meaning it has to be somebody who you, if it's a stranger, of course you're not going to recognize him. And if it's somebody who you're very used to, then you'll recognize him even in the pitch black. It has to be somebody who's like half-half. You know him, but you don't know him so well. So whatever time you could see him with four amos, whenever it's light enough that you can see him, then that's when you can put on tefillin. And after you put on the talis, you put on tefillin also. I'm sorry. So in the practical, most places can say that's 50 minutes, 50 minutes before nets. is the time for Zman Talis and Tefillin. And some say it could be even an hour before. So obviously you should try and be as late as you can, but sometimes you have to go to work, so it's a problem. So what many do is you start davening, because davening you could do from Alois, which is 72 minutes before. So you start davening, then after Yishtabach, you put on the tefillin. But the chazan has to put on the tefillin before Yishtabach, because he can't have a break after Yishtabach before the Kaddish. Okay, and then you first put on the talis and then the tefillin. This that we put on the tzitzis before the tefillin, because mitzvah tzitzis is more common. Right? We wear tzitzis whether it's weekday, Shabbos, or Yom Tov. Mitzvah tefillin ain't an heges ala b'chol. We only put on tefillin during the week. The kaimalon toder b'shena toder toder kaidim. As we all know, when you have two things to do, you do the more common one. So that's why tzitzis goes on first. But here's the catch. But let's say you reach into your tefillin bag or your talis bag and you pull out your tefillin by mistake, even though the tefillin is still in the bag, so you didn't actually touch the tefillin, you have to put on your tefillin first, and then you put on the talis, because you can't pass over mitzvahs. It says you should watch the matzah. It's karibay esa mitzvahs, and we say it means to watch mitzvahs. Mitzvah shabali yotcha, atach mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah that comes to your hand, don't let it become chometz. So that's what we learn out from a shemartim esa matzahs. So therefore, if by mistake you pull out your tefillin, or even if you touch your tefillin before you pull out your talis, then you have to put on your tefillin first, even if you look like a fool. So it comes out. It's like one of those situations where you have competing rules. You have Tadir v'shena Tadir against Ein Mavir and Alamitzis. So here we're saying that Ein Mavir and Alamitzis wins out over Tadir. Sorry.
When you touch the actual tefillin, or just to touch your tefillin bag?
Tadir, tefillin bag. He's saying even in the bag. Yeah. So that's why you're supposed to put your tefillin in first and then make sure you put your talis in second.
Yesterday you said you could wear posel tzitzis and feel like a fool.
Yes.
So why doesn't it help over here feeling like a fool and letting you do the
I don't know, Taka. You're right. If maybe if you Taka really feel embarrassed, so then maybe. Maybe then Taka you should. I hear that. Okay, Gimel, Ksiv,
Vayilais al Yotcha. But you can be embarrassed for 3 seconds versus going a whole davening without a talis.
Right. I hear that. Well, yeah.
You can put on the talis afterwards. Just you have to put the tefillin on first.
I'm saying it takes
right. So it's parents are saying it's only those few seconds that you'll be embarrassed. For some people, parents being embarrassed a few seconds no good. I guess. Anyways, so Gimel Ksiv Ha'yilois Al Yodcha. It should be for an ois on your hand. Ksiv Yodcha VeHey. Why does it say? Meaning you can have a Yodcha without the letter Hey, just within the Kudus. You could have a Yud Dalin and a Chav, and that's going to say Yodcha. Why put a Hey there? So Darsha Rabbeinu's Rabbi Seinu's Zechonam LeBracha Da'ainu Yod Keha. It has to be your weak hand, zusmol, shehi tasha v'keya. You're supposed to put on the tefillin on your weaker hand, right? Because otherwise, really, you should put it on your straw. Everything's supposed to be done with the right. But here we're saying, because of the pasuk of the extra hay, it tells you you put it on the weak hand. And you put it there, for those that have muscles, you put it there where the pasuk gets a little higher. Which be placed next to the heart. You put it there. So you put the tefillin, let's say right here, and you lean it a little bit towards the body, so it goes towards the heart. When you turn your hand like this, the tefillin will turn and be tia keneged levi, will be next to his heart. Oh, it says bein einecha. That doesn't mean mamish between your eyes. Ela keneged bein einecha means opposite between your eyes. That's where the hair begins to grow, or the hair used to begin to grow. And the highest part is the place where the what do you call that thing? In a baby, that soft spot they call it, but there's a word for it. It's whatever that is in that. That's the highest that the tefillin should go. The hainu shiktei hatitayra shalamata loyte lamata makam haschalas tzmichas asaris. that the titoira, that's shalamata, the titoira is the base of the box, should not any be any lower than the beginning of the hair that grows. Who could say I'm a barta shalamala and the end of the mabarta, because this the straps of the tefillin go through the upper part, so that part should not be any higher. Loite lamala mimakam shemoichus shetina groves shouldn't be any higher than where the brain of the tinuk, that's a literal translation, roifis, where it beats. You have to be very careful that it's placed there in the mokam aroi. So that's why you have many people who have their tefillin mirrors, etc., etc. I'm not saying you should have it, they shouldn't have it, but that's what many people have. And if it's the tefillin goes onto the forehead where hair does not grow, or if you put everything further up where there's only hair, and it's on the side, and it's not between the eyes, like also as a mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah, berach levatola, and your bracha is levatola. Now, the Paiskim do say, so what does that mean? Which part has to be between the eyes? The whole tefillin, meaning it has to be dead, it has to be dead center, or as long as the tefillin somehow fit between the eyes. So most Paiskim say it does not have to be dead center, right? And as long as you put your fingers up, then you feel that it's around the middle of your eyes, then you're fine, and there's no reason for a mirror. Fine. And the knot should be opposite that, on the back of your head, lamala begoiva ha'orif, and the back of the top of the neck, that's the end of the spine, b'makom seyar, where the hair grows, who can get upon him, that's opposite the face. And also, the basic way to do this, if you want to see, the simplest way to see whether the knot is in the right place, is if you look at it from the side, the knot should be basically opposite your nose. If the knot is opposite your nose, then you know it's okay. But it has to be tight on the head. When the bias with the mavarta again is from the word avar, that where the strap passes through is very wide. It's very hard to tighten it. You have to be very careful. Chabad is very large tefillin. And then he says in parentheses here, I don't know if your kids have it or not. There is no hiddur mitzvah, meaning a lot of times you have hiddur mitzvah, larger menorah, larger lulav, the Paiskim say, but there is no hiddur mitzvah to have larger tefillin batim. Maybe if the ksav is easier for the sofer to write, maybe that, but that's not what he says. There's no mitzvah to have large tefillin. Okay, thank you very much. Everybody should have a fine night. Should be matzliach.
When do you have to put on tefillin in the day? The whole day?